The Holy Gospel of our Lord, according to St. John. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Chapter 8. And Jesus went to Mount Olivet, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and sitting down he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees bring unto him a woman taken in adultery, and they set her in the midst. And said to him, Master, this woman was even now taken in adultery. Now Moses in the law commanded us to stone such a one, but what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might accuse him. But Jesus, bowing himself down, wrote with his finger on the ground. When therefore they continued asking him, he lifted up his finger and said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, stooping down, he wrote on the ground. But they, hearing this, went out one by one, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus alone remained, and the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus, lifting up himself, said to her, Woman, where are they that accuse thee? Hath no man condemned thee? Who said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither will I condemn thee. Go, and now sin no more. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, Thou givest testimony of thyself. Thy testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Although I give testimony of myself, my testimony is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but you not know whence I come or whither I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge not any man. If I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. And in your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that give testimony of myself, and the Father that sent me giveth testimony of me. They said therefore to him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Neither me do you know, nor my Father. If you did know me, perhaps you would know my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, teaching in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. Again, therefore, Jesus said to them, I go, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Whither I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. They said therefore to him, Who art thou? Jesus said to them, The beginning, who also speak unto you. Many things I have to speak and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and the things I have heard of him, these same I speak in the world. And they understood not that he called God his Father. Jesus therefore said to them, When you shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, these things I speak. And he that sent me is with me, and he hath not left me alone. For I do always the things that please him. When he spoke these things, many believed in him. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are the seed of Abraham, and we have never been slaves to any man. How sayest thou, You shall be free. Jesus answered them, Amen, amen, I say unto you, that whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are the children of Abraham, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do the things that you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you be the children of Abraham, do the works of Abraham. And now you seek to kill me, a man who have spoken the truth to you, which I have heard of God. This Abraham did not. You do the works of your father. They said therefore to him, We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus therefore said to them, If God were your father, you would indeed love me. For from God I proceeded and came, and I came not of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not know my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he stood not in the truth, because truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, the father thereof. But if I say the truth, you believe me not. Which of you shall convince me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God. The Jews therefore answered and said to him, Do we not say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever. The Jews therefore said, Now we know thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, If any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself? Jesus answered, If I glory myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day. And he saw it, and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Well, this is a well-known chapter. I think we all have heard the story of the woman taken in adultery. And one of the things I want to note here is that the story and the account of the woman taken in adultery is a prelude to the teaching of Christ on what it means to be a son of Abraham. The woman is taken in adultery and brought before Jesus for Jesus to judge her. And Christ cites your law. He's talking to the Jews, and he's saying your law. In other words, he's making a point here that y'all are trying to judge according to the law of Israel because y'all are children of Abraham. And he, of course, forgives the woman and tells her to go and sin no more. A lot of people today talk about, well, Christ hung out with prostitutes and a woman caught in adultery and tax collectors, etc. It's true, he did, and he loved them. He loved them deeply, more than we can possibly love them. But when he saves them, he always adds, go and sin no more. So it's not enough to go to a woman in adultery or a prostitute or someone living the gay lifestyle or whatever it is, whatever the sin is, extortion, bribery, any of these things and say, well, Jesus would have loved them, so let's just accept it all. No, Jesus loves them all. He forgives them, and then he transforms them and says, go and sin no more. Christ always includes that exhortation to put away sin. It's in verse 11. Go and sin no more. And then he changes it to testimony, the idea of testimony. It's very important in the Old Testament. 2 to 3 witnesses give testimony to the truth. And he says, y'all judge according to the flesh. And Christ is saying that he judges according to the Spirit. And he has the testimony, not of himself, but the testimony that God the Father gives him. So we've seen this repeatedly in almost every chapter, Christ appealing to this Trinitarian reality of his relationship to the Father, that he does what the Father, what he's seen with the Father and what the Father commands him to do. He says, you are from beneath, I am from above. So Christ is showing that he is the Son of God. He is elevated. He's not just a rabbi. He's not just a teacher. He's not just a prophet. He is, as we learned in the previous chapter, he is equal to God the Father. Now, he says here that if you love the Father, you would have received my words. And he says, you will not understand until the Son of Man is lifted up, verse 28, and then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father have taught me these things, I speak. Here he prophesies of his crucifixion when he will be lifted up. And he says, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples and the truth will set you free. This kind of goes against the evangelical Protestant idea that once saved, always saved. He says, you must preserve yourself. You must continue. You must persevere in his words unto the end to be his disciples. He also says, I know that you are the children of Abraham, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. And here he shows that being a child of Abraham is doing the works of Abraham. Again, this is a good passage for Protestant evangelicals. You would think Christ would say in verse 39, if you would be the children of Abraham, believe like Abraham. Of course, we're called to do that as well. But he says, if you would be the children of Abraham, do the works of Abraham. Verse 42, if God were your father, you would indeed love me. For from God I proceeded and came. This is important too as we consider Jewish friends and Jewish people. If Christ were around and he were to speak to them, he would say, if you truly loved God, you would love me, Jesus Christ. They go together. You see, once Christ reveals himself, you can't say, well, I want God the Father and I don't want God the Son. He says, if God were your Father, you would indeed love me. Anyone who doesn't love Jesus does not have God as their Father. That's not me making that up. That's just me reading verse 42. And then at the very end, you know, the people start saying, the Jews say, well, you have a devil. Twice they say to Jesus, you have a devil. You are possessed by Satan. Verse 48, thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil. And Jesus, I love his answer. He says, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. Can you imagine what it would be like to hear this back and forth, this discussion between the Jews and between Christ? And the most powerful thing, and this is the closing of the chapter, the Jews say to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? They're making fun of him. You're not even a 50-year-old man, and you said you've seen Abraham, who lived, 2000 BC? And the powerful, the hard-hitting thing that he says that makes the Jews want to kill him and throw stones at him, it says, verse 58, Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am." Before Abraham existed, I am. When he says, "I am," he is referring to the holy name of God in the Old Testament. I am who I am. Moses, before the burning bush, says, "What is your name that I might know?" And God says, "I am who I am." I am is, Thomas Aquinas says, it's the highest name of God. Qui est in Latin. He who is, I am. He doesn't have a name like, oh, I don't know, Mercury or the pagan gods all have their names. He is just, I am who I am. His name is his existence, and his existence is his name. So Christ identifies himself with the God of Moses. Before Abraham was made, I am. Later on in John, we'll see that when they come to arrest him, he says, "I am," and everybody falls down. It's so powerful. And then in verse 59, they took stones, therefore, to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. If you attend the traditional Latin Mass on Passion Sunday in Lent, this gospel section is read, and we veil all of these statues and icons and images in the church because, it says in verse 59, Jesus hid himself. And that's the gospel reason of why we hide the images and statues on Passion Sunday in the traditional Roman rite. So there's chapter 8 of John's gospel, and we're over one-third done. We're coming up on almost halfway through John's gospel. It's been a pleasure to read. Thank everybody who's followed along so far, and we'll continue this Advent to read the gospel of St. John. We'll close up with a prayer. Oremus, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, thanks for watching. Remember our Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. Please like the video. Please share the video on Facebook, Parler, and Twitter. And please subscribe if you're new.